You guys, I'm talking on my brand new microphone. And I have my ring light on, like you guys can see me, but you totally can't. But it definitely makes me feel like I'm doing something important. And I even have my 3D printer going, and I don't even think you can really hear that. So I'm pretty official. I'm pretty up there now. So you might have to, like, if you ever see me in person, those of you that know me, and I'm walking with bodyguards, it's because I'm so cool now. Like, I've got this sweet microphone and a ring light. I mean, how much cooler can you get? Okay, so let's talk about this microphone, because let me tell you how much of a mother trucking pain it was to get. So if you recall last week when I was talking to you on my phone like a peasant, I'm just going to make jokes about this for like a month, so you might as well just get used to that. When I was talking to you on my phone last week, I was like, ooh, I'm going to get my stuff today. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. Yeah, that did not happen. So I was like, where is it? Because our mail normally runs pretty late anyway. So I was like, well, maybe it's just, you know, late, like per usual. And then our mailman came and he didn't bring my stuff. And I was like, oh, no, honey, I have to have my stuff. I'm trying to talk to my people and sound good. I have to have my stuff. And it helps for ASMR videos too. So like I really needed it, right? So I talked to the company that I ordered it from, and I was like, hey, what's going on? Where's my stuff? And they're like, yeah, it's totally stuck. And I was like, oh. They're like, yeah, it went to the wrong carrier. So it was like 2 hours away from me, right? On that Friday, I guess that that Friday that I was talking to you guys. It was 2 hours away from me, and it sat there forever. And so I was like, okay, I guess it's not coming. And so I talked to them, and they were like, yeah, it's lost for sure. So what we're going to do is refund you, and then you can just buy it again. And I was like, well, I'm not buying that same exact one again, because now I'm afraid that next time it ships, it's going to do the exact same thing. So I ordered a totally different mic and a totally different ring light. And those came on time. It was perfect. Wonderful. Super glad of it. And so I did an unboxing video for my YouTube. My mom's texting me, and you probably heard that, but it's fine. Like I said, I did an unboxing video on my YouTube. The ring light's actually really cool. The only thing that sucks is that I have glasses. So, like, if I don't sit in, like, a certain spot, you can see it in my glasses. And I'm like, if anybody has any, you know, tips and tricks for a no glasses ring light, that would be wondrous. But it's a pretty good ring light. You can put your phone in it and do all that fun stuff. I like it. I like it. And the microphone's really, it sounds really good. As you can hear, obviously. But yeah, it's pimp. So if you need some good stuff, I got them off Amazon. I can't remember the name. But you can go to my YouTube, You, Me, and Benny at YouTube, and you can watch the video. I recommend them. I definitely recommend them. They're pretty good. I'm pretty impressed. I don't know if you can hear my lisp with my retainers, but it might be more prominent now, and you might be thinking, oh my God, will you please take those out of your mouth? But guess what? I'm not going to. My mom's texting me about a murder show. She's like, did you ever find very scary people? And I was like, no, I totally forgot. I didn't forget about it. I forgot what the name was, and then I just never asked what the name was. Because that's the kind of person I am. I was like, no, but I'll find it. And she's like, I'm watching the John Gacy one now. You'd like it. I'm like, well, obviously, if it's about serial killers, I'm going to be down to clown. But, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I told my friend Ashley, I was like, I can't stop watching I can't stop watching The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on Disney Plus. And I know that it came on when I was like a senior in high school, but it's actually pretty funny. It's one of the funnier ones. And of course, I had seen it like when it was on TV because I watched Disney, and I don't care who knows it. But it's on Disney Plus, and what else am I doing? So I started watching it, and it's pretty funny. So now that's what I'm doing, and you need to watch it. I recommend it. I give it a 10 out of 10, and I want you all to watch it. I want you to give me your feedback. I want you to tell me every episode that you watch, and I want you to review every episode to me immediately. No, I'm kidding. But it is funny. It's even Eric laughs at it sometimes. He doesn't laugh at anything Disney. So if he's laughing at it and it's on Disney and it's not something that he specifically requested, then it has to be funny. So you got to go watch it. It's funny. Let's count how many times I can say that it's funny right now. Who's keeping track? Not me, because I already forgot. I just keep looking at this mic, and I'm like, man, I am so professional now. I'm going to get so many more listeners because of the microphone that they can't see, but they can hear me, and I sound amazing. No, I am pretty proud of it. I can't wait to start making videos with it. You guys are going to be like, oh my gosh, I got the tinglies. And I'm like, you're welcome. Pay me so I can afford this microphone. Send some money to my PayPal account so I can afford this mic so I can keep making videos for you. And you'll be like, eh, this is fine. I don't know if any of you have a blog or like if you just, I'm sure you've blogged. Especially if you're my age, that we led like the generation of blogging. I hadn't blogged in a while. I finally got back into it because I needed to, really. It just hadn't done it in a while. Get burnt out on stuff when you do it for so long, and I just hadn't done it. But you make these posts and then people comment on them, and sometimes I feel like I just get like the weirdest comments, and I don't like, I try to respond to most of them. Some of them I just can't though. Some of them I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. I'm like, did you read it? Were you here did you read it? What are you doing? I don't know. Cause some people, my latest blog post was about like what we've been up to and why we've been gone for so long. And I was like, oh, we started a new YouTube. We canceled BarkBox. We started a new podcast. We've updated our shop, blah, 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 blah. And someone was like, all I can say is I'm trying to find it. Even my blog's like, just don't look at it. I don't know where it is. But it was like, all I can say is enjoy life or something. And I'm like, okay. Thank you. I mean, I guess that's good. That's good advice. Wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but it's good advice. Enjoy your life. You got to do it, but you could say something about what I wrote. It doesn't have to be like every you don't have to write about everything that I put on there, but like one little I read this. He's just like, enjoy life and go puck yourself. I said puck. I didn't say the F word. This isn't a I don't know, brothel. I couldn't think of anything. Lordy, lordy, I'm in a mood. I got my mic and I'm feisty. That's what's happening. I think I'm tough crap now. I'm all official. And I'm like, I'm ready to talk about a bunch of stuff. And now I got my mic and I don't even know what I'm talking about. That's where we're at. Talking crap and taking names. Talking crap and taking names and writing blogs and making you go to sleep. And take, I told my friend Scarlett a while ago, I sent her pictures of my setup, and I was like, I'm going to take so many bomb-ass selfies that you are going to think that you're looking at the cover of Vogue magazine. And she laughed at me, and then I sent her another picture of me and how I look right now with, like, workout clothes on, and my hair's up in a ponytail, and I have a headband on. And I was like, I say that, and I look like this, so... I mean, I can say that I'm going to do it, but really, we all know that I never fix my hair, and I look like a bum all the time. But, you know, you got to have dreams. You got to have goals. You know, sometimes you just got to think that you're going to look like you're on the cover of Vogue magazine when really you 100% don't and won't until it's time to leave the house, whenever that's going to be, you know, because the corona cases keep rising and they're probably going to shut the world down again and I'm going to have a stroke and that's what's going to happen. And then I'll never fix my hair again and I'll never know what it looks like because there's no point in fixing it if I'm trapped in this prison. I can't, it's driving me crazy. I'm like, if I don't get to go anywhere, if they don't open up the movies soon, I'm gonna lose my mind. Because I really need to just go to the movie. You know, and at this point, I don't even care what I would watch. I just need to go. Like, I just want to eat some movie theater nachos because for some reason, they're better than like any other like kind of gas station nachos or whatever. I need to eat those nachos and I need to drink a root beer and I need to watch a movie. That's what I need to do. And Corona's not letting me do this. It's not, it's really not, it doesn't have my back is what it all boils down to. It doesn't have my back and I don't think it likes me. And that's upsetting. Like, I just want to go to the movies. That's it. Like, I'm not even asking. And I was talking about this the other day. Like, I, even when I do go to the movies, I never sit by anyone because I just don't want to. Like, I don't want to hear your reactions. I don't want you to sit next to me and talk. I don't want any of it. I don't want that in my lifetime. And I swear to you, I could go in and sit in like the most random spot of the theater and someone's going to either come sit right next to me or right behind me. And sometimes they even sit in front of me. And if you don't know me, I am short. I'm like 5'1", maybe. And it's hard for me to see if someone's sitting in front of me. And I'll be damned if I'm not sitting there and there's like, you know, four people that are under 5 foot, and then the 6'7" person sits in front of me every single time. And I'm like, there's so many seats left in this theater. This is where you had to go? Or again, the people that sit behind me and kick. Ugh, it makes me so mad. And so the theater that we go to, the chairs rock, right? So like if people are sitting behind me and kicking, I rock my chair a lot because I'm like, you're not, this isn't what we're doing. And I'm going to rock, I will rock this chair all the way till the end of the movie. Like, don't do it. Like, just have some movie etiquette. Maybe I should do, I need to just make like a, it's like an episode called movie etiquette and just tell you everything not to do in the movies. Don't sit next to strangers. Don't sit right behind them and kick their chair. Don't sit in front of them if there's plenty of room. Like, there's so much room and there, I'm the only one in the theater and these people come sit right in front of me. I swear to God, it happens all the time. And I'm like, this is, this has to be what hell is like, right? Like, it's gotta be because there's no explanation as to why this would be happening any other time. But that's what happens to me every single time I go to the movies. And this is just, but I, you know what? Right now I want to go to the movies. Oh, goodness. I just miss the movie. I just want them to be open in time for the new Halloween to come out. Like, you can, well, I don't want it to be closed until October, but if it is, there's nothing I can do about it, obviously. But like, just as long as you're open for Halloween Kills, that's all that matters to me. That's all I want. I mean, obviously I want to see like the Black Widow movie and all that, but I need to see the new Halloween. I need it. So coronavirus, if you're listening, Can you stop it? Just stop it. Just. Can you just quit? For everybody's sake. Not even for me. Just freaking quit. Corona. What? It's. You know, who would have thought that this we would be living during this time? Because I tell you, I did not think that ever. So now that I have it myself, I'm like, oh my God, I need to do this. I need to do this. I got to get this done. I got to do this. And da 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 da. And I know that I need to just calm down. But all I can think of is that I need to make some ASMR videos. That's all I can think of even while I'm talking to you. So I guess I'm going to go do that. But thanks for listening with me and my new microphone. I did finally turn my ring light off because nobody's looking at me, but it was a pleasure. And thanks for listening. Like I said, if you want to know what these things are, just head to our YouTube page, youtube.com/me, you, me, and Benny. And there's a video on there. So check it out. Check it out. Get your own if you're interested. And we'll bark at you later, homies. Bye.